My name's Alex Webb. It's the 10th of August 2009. Could you please state your name, your date of birth, and where you come from?
Hi, my name's Thomas Moffat, and I'm born on 16th of May 1979, and I come from Oxford.
So where did you first hear about the project, and what inspired you to take part?
Actually, through a friend. So I'd heard of Anthony Gilmeley before, but I didn't know he was doing this project. A friend of mine, Will, told me about it, because I believe he's now got one of these bronze statues in Oxford, and just connected the dots really. And he said, you know, he filled out the application himself. I don't think he's got a spot, but I did as well, just for, because why not? And I was lucky enough to get a place.
And what happened when you heard you got the place? How did you feel?
Actually, well, I didn't notice at first because the email went into my junk email filter. So I just managed to accept the offer just in time before the 4-day thing ran out. And yeah, I was like a bit surprised. One of these guys that doesn't really, you know, win things. Yeah, I was quite surprised, pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. And so what do you plan to do with your time on the plane?
There's a whole process of ideas, and some of them probably not suitable, some of them quite crude, some of them a bit sort of, you know, probably a bit crap. I juggled a few ideas with my friend Will, actually, and one of the ideas really was just to pretend that the actual plinth is closed for 1 hour, and because it needs cleaning, and so I've got this sign saying plinth closed for 1 hour, cleaning in progress, and I've got like these overalls and what have you, and I'm just going to sweep and mop. So, I am charging you for that, though.
Okay.
Going rates.
And who would you say you're doing this for?
It's not really. Haven't chosen to tie it in with a charity or anything like that. So I'm doing it for myself, for my family. Yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit about your background and perhaps, you know, a bit about your family or your upbringing?
Yeah. I grew up in Oxford. I was born in Oxford. Grew up in Oxford and still, for some unknown reason, still there. And sort of a mixed education background. I went to a public school initially, but then a state school for GCSEs and onwards. And took a couple of years out after that. Went traveling to Australia, worked in Australia, went to New Zealand and Canada as well. And then went to university as a mature student. So I started university at 21 and did a degree in information systems. Got a big family. They're from all over the place. My dad's side of the family are there's a long heritage there from Yorkshire, but mum's side of the family just all over the place. They're sort of Welsh blood, Irish blood, Dutch. My gran's Australian. She lived in Perth for a long time. My mum was born in Singapore. She's lived in India and Kenya and Nigeria. And Australia as well, and so quite a mixed sort of background. Mm-hmm.
So do you do quite a bit of traveling yourself?
I went to Canada recently, went to Toronto for a city break, but it's been a while since I traveled. The last time I'd sort of properly traveled, if you like, was when I went to I actually got a BUNAC visa. Mm-hmm. For America. And got a job in New Orleans. I chose to go to New Orleans because I'm quite into music. So the sort of American roots music. Managed to get a job in a guest house and stayed there for 2.5 months and then traveled up through Memphis, Chicago, DC, and then New York. I love America. I'd love to live there and work there, but yeah.
So what is it about America then?
I've always, there have been certain American traits or values, if you like, that I've always respected, which is their sort of go-getter attitude, their entrepreneurial spirit. And I think most British people do recognize that in Americans, that the fact they've just got this confidence, this sense of achievement, striving constantly to excel themselves in various ways. And you know, I was a kid in the 80s, growing up in the 80s, so you know, watching John Hughes films, who sadly passed away recently, and just, you know, watching films like Ferris Bueller's Day Off and, you know, Breakfast Club and all the rest of it, watching those American films when I was a kid, films being I'm quite into as well.
That was a major influence.
I think, yeah, I mean, with a lot of people, you know, there has been that influence of the American image, the confidence, and the, you know, their thriving movie industry has an impact across the world, I think. And for me, you know, I was, you know, loved watching movies when I was a kid and still do. American films, you know, all those sort of films growing up in the 80s was, I guess, quite an influence. And but having been there a couple of times and worked there as well, I mean, I've, particularly in New Orleans, where there's such poverty there, far, can't really compare it, but it's, I would gauge it as being sort of quite, the poverty there being quite a lot worse, really, than anything I've seen over here in Britain. And yet the people there, I hate to say it, but are a lot nicer. They're just a lot more approachable, a lot more friendly. And that's just something that had a lasting effect on me. Despite their poverty, despite their suffering, in New Orleans particularly, you know, I found the people to be very warm and open.
And, I mean, why do you think that is? Do you think there's,
oh, I think it's just an American trait. I think Americans are very warm and approachable and open, and you know, there's no sort of stiff upper lip with them. You know, there's a lot of similarities between us, but it's just something I admire. Yeah, just the openness, the warmth, and approachability.
You mentioned earlier about music as well. Is that something you're main interest?
Yeah.
As well?
I'm not a musician, but I've always listened to music from a very young age. My parents are always very much of the classical and opera sort of music. And so I started, really, I mean, my first love was Elgar. And still listen to classical music now. But, I mean, it's expanded into all sorts of genres. I've had my phase when I was at university, I was quite into house music and that sort of thing. But, yeah, I mean, I love country music. I love blues music. I love any of that old time in American roots music. I like British music too, but I tend to lean towards America. I think there is that connection with music as well, not just film. So yeah, I listen to all styles, and you know, I probably spend far too much money on music, but it's a love of mine. I don't claim to know everything about every band and all that kind of stuff. I don't read endless biographies of these bands and stuff. It's just an appreciation of the music.
And kind of going back to the plinth, could you talk about like maybe hopes and fears or expectations of going up?
Fears would be, I don't know, just loads of people staring at me, and you know, I'm like I said earlier, I'm not really a creative person or an artist or anything. So it's, for me, this is a very strange experience. So the fears, I mean, fears really would be nothing like falling off or anything, but just people, I think. Maybe one or two hecklers might fear that. Hopes, yeah, I mean, it's just it's a unique experience. Probably won't ever be repeated. And for me, I can, you know, I can maybe one day, you know, I can tell my grandchildren about it, so.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting because you say, so you work in IT.
Yep.
And then now you're doing this kind of event that's in the fine art context. It's,
yeah, I mean, obviously this project's geared towards anyone. There's no prerequisite.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's the luck of the draw. If you sign up, if you take that first step, you know, Woody Allen always said getting out of bed is half the job done. You know, signed up. And I was lucky enough to get a slot. So, yeah, not my, you know, I don't do much creative stuff, but yeah, it's, maybe that will change, who knows.
Yeah, do you think the, you know, standing on the plinth, will that have some kind of impact on?
Oh, it's, yes, I mean, it's bound to. We'll see what that is. I've already, I've always been interested in music and film, so I guess that would be my involvement in the arts, but very much on the level of an appreciator of it.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a desire to perform in either art, you know, the art?
Oh yeah, Christ! I mean, you know, always had that sort of desire to be, you know, on stage and you know, perform in a film, or you know, I mean, to be honest, if I was involved in a film, I'd actually quite like to be a director. But I school plays at school, and those, that was the last, those acting type stuff I've done. But we'll see.
What would you say is important in your life at the moment?
Family's always number one for me, and friends. Family's been through quite a rough time the last few years. So my dad had a stroke in 2006, and it was a major one. And that sort of that changed everything, really. Because one minute he was absolutely fine, the next minute he was unable to walk, unable to speak, and found everything very confusing. And suddenly I was thrown into this carer role. And that really sort of changed things from, you know, I think in a way I was just sort of running on automatic before then, you know, and eyes weren't very open. And you never, in a situation like that, you know, I mean, within your family or friends, you don't research people's illnesses or a stroke or something like that just in case. Suddenly you have to become an expert in caring for somebody who's had a stroke. So I worked full time and then cared for my dad in the evenings, and all holidays were taken so I could, my mum could have a holiday, and so I, you know, I'd take 2 weeks off to look after my dad while she could go and have a break, because my mum would look after my dad during the day, and I'd come home and look after him in the evening. And that was just over 2 years. He passed away sadly last July, so it's been just over a year. But that really, in a strange way, was quite a formulating experience for me, because you grow up very quickly in a situation like that. You have to become very tough. And so that, for me, family was always important before then, but that just brought it home. That just really opened my eyes. So family, absolutely number one. I work to live, really, at the moment. Yeah, I do work hard at work, but family comes first. So.
And just like lastly, if what is the main thing you'd say about yourself, about who you are?
I'm loyal. That would be my. In typical British style, I couldn't describe myself. I would struggle for hours to do so, but I know I'm loyal, I do put people first, so that would be my one thing I could say about myself quite confidently. Other factors you'd have to ask other people, because I'm useless at describing myself. So.
Well, that's great. Well, thanks a lot for the interview.
Thank you very much.